One of President Trump's arguments in favor of trade wars with Canada, China, and Mexico is fentanyl. Trump says all three countries must do more to stop deadly street fentanyl from entering the U.S. But many of the things that Trump says about the fentanyl crisis are either false or greatly exaggerated. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann joins us now to talk through this. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so what does President Trump say these three countries are essentially doing wrong?
Yeah, so Trump has said repeatedly that carnage from fentanyl could be stopped if China cuts off supplies of precursor chemicals used to make fentanyl, and if Mexico and Canada clamp down on criminal gangs and help tighten border security. Trump says drug deaths are claiming, this is his assertion, between 250 and 300,000 lives in the U.S. every year. And on Friday, White House spokeswoman Carolyn Leavitt said Canada, China, and Mexico are together responsible for tens of millions of fentanyl deaths.
Okay, and I know that you've been fact-checking those statements. What did you find?
Well, look, fentanyl has been devastating, but President Trump is inflating annual drug deaths roughly threefold, and there are nowhere close to tens of millions of deaths from fentanyl or other drugs, as Carolyn Leavitt has suggested. We don't know where those numbers are coming from, but the latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it actually shows all drug deaths, including fentanyl, have been dropping fast. They're down about 21% since 2023, and really those are unprecedented improvements.
What about the claim that these countries should be pressured to do more to stop fentanyl smuggling? Like, let's start with Canada.
Well, in a statement today, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his country will try to crack down more on fentanyl, and they'll list drug cartels as terrorist organizations. But, you know, factually, Elsa, Canada plays no meaningful role in the U.S. fentanyl crisis. Last year, fewer than 50 pounds of fentanyl were seized at the Canadian border. That compares with about 21,000 pounds on the Mexican border. Trudeau's statement appeared aimed at convincing Trump to delay tariffs, and it worked. They've paused for 30 days.
All right, well, if Canada's not a factor, what about the role of China and Mexico?
Yeah, U.S. officials and drug policy experts say for years, Chinese and Mexican officials took a hands-off approach to fentanyl. They described it as an American problem, and that created a lot of bipartisan ill will in the U.S. But here's what's interesting. Over the last 2 years, there's been a change. You know, under pressure from the Biden administration, U.S. officials say China began regulating chemical companies more closely. President Claudia Sheinbaum of Mexico has been ordering more raids against the cartels. They've been breaking up drug labs and seizing more fentanyl.
And were those efforts actually helping?
Well, lawmakers in both parties here in the U.S. say China and Mexico can still do a lot more. And under pressure from President Trump's tariff threat, Mexico did announce today more National Guard troops will go to the border to help with security. But what we know from the DEA is fentanyl smuggling into the U.S. was already dropping sharply before this trade war, down last year by roughly 20%.
That is NPR's Brian Mann. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thanks, Elsa.